is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on making big plans for expanding organizing in Africa. After six straight days of meetings, almost nonstop for the Organizers Forum in Cameroon, we spent the last 2 days in critically serious discussions with all of the ACORN allied organizers and organizations in attendance, including ACORN Kenya on Skype, until there was a power outage in Nairobi. It was a historic meeting for all of us, and if we can hit the marks we're setting, it would be indescribably exciting. The first day, we spent a lot of time sharing experiences country to country. Our partner, REACT, had implemented the organizing model developed by ACORN and used by the Alliance Citoyenne in France with great success. Membership had soared, particularly in Cameroon and Liberia, as the organization transitioned from largely a campaign-oriented program to a deeply rooted membership organization in each country in the villages surrounded by Bolloré rubber and palm oil plantations. Despite all the progress, the organizers and many of the local leaders who participated in various meetings of the forum felt that we needed some clear victories with the company and needed to accelerate our actions and activity to finally force them to be accountable to their promises and agreements. We also needed to move the campaign to other battlefields nationally and internationally. ACORN committed to helping with this expansion. Adrian Roux, the coordinator of REACT, in opening the last day of strategy training and planning meetings, framed the discussion of our expansion in Africa as adding pillars to hold up the foundation of our mass organizing strategy. The first pillar was already in place, especially in Liberia, Cameroon, the Ivory Coast, with our growing base in the plantations, as well as the work in Nairobi over recent years. But as Adrian laid out the summary of our discussions, we now needed to develop the other pillars that were critical in the ACORN experience in building community-based organizations in the larger cities where we were working and potentially organizing informal workers' associations and unions, as we'd done in the USA and India. More specifically, that meant beginning to identify human and financial resources to dramatically expand our organizing in Douala, the largest city in Cameroon, and also a choke point for the Bolloré campaign. We set early 2017 as the launch date. We also targeted Abidjan, an even larger city in the Ivory Coast, for early in 2017, using Cameroon as a training city for our Francophone organizers and hoping to launch there between spring and summer if we can put the pieces together. On the Anglophone side, we are integrating the ACORN Kenya operation more closely with the rest of our work in Africa and exploring opportunities to develop a training capacity between there and South Africa potentially, but time will tell. In the planning meeting for Liberia, organizers there identified potential opportunities that might be available to organize street vendors, given the constant threats in Monrovia to a central market with 4,000 sellers constantly under threat. Finishing the day, we also looked at the emerging prospects for our domestic workers union finally being resourced for launch in early 2017 in Morocco, which is also likely the site for the 2017 Organizers Forum, as well as training opportunities that could also develop more organizing prospects in Tunisia. When it was over, we were spent. The one picture that we didn't take was Adrian, Jill O'Reilly, ACORN Canada's head organizer in Ottawa and Quebec, and myself sprawling out on the concourse of the Douala Airport on the stools with our gear across the floor, exhausted but exhilarated, as we continued making plans, looking up travel schedules for the next visits, and moving to the next steps to make all of this happen, exhausted but exhilarated as we drug ourselves to the gates and flights back home. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.